For 21 years, the Salvation Army Thrift Store has been a staple for clothes and houseware shopping for smithereens looking to save money and help upcycle items such as books, glassware, or furniture. The thrift store, which is currently located at 1065 Main Street in Smithers, will be closing its doors indefinitely on July 31st. I spoke with Lieutenant Rick Apperson, who, with his wife Sarah, run the Salvation Army Upper Skeena and Bulkley Valley Circuit, about the decision for this closure, options for family in need, and what this closure means for the community of Smithers and the staff who work at the thrift store. I spoke with Rick from his home in Hazleton a week before the closure. He told me what the Salvation Army's focus will be and what programs they'll run in place of having a retail store helping families and individuals looking to save money on household items and clothing.
My name is Lieutenant Rick Apperson. I work with the Salvation Army in the Bulkley Valley and the Hazletons. My wife is actually from Smithers, and we were there with the Salvation Army from 2006 all the way up through 2016.
Okay, great. And so I'm contacting you because the Smithers thrift store is closing. The Smithers Salvation Army thrift store is closing. But that doesn't mean that the Salvation
right.
Army is going anywhere. So can you tell me why the thrift store is closing?
Yeah, so part of it is the economy. Things during the pandemic just took a nosedive, as you know, we had to shut for a couple months there just because of the pandemic. And then just over the last year and a half, it's been really hard financially to keep that viable. And so we took that into play, into consideration, as well as the fact that over the last few years, sales have been down remarkably. And so we felt that it was time to put our energy into some things that actually would be more beneficial to community in the long haul, which is expanding our family services as opposed to maintaining a thrift store that basically in the end has been losing money.
Right. Yeah. And as an avid thrifter, and I love going to the Sally Ann, I was really sad to see that it's closing shop. But just to, so that I understand it for myself as well. So when someone does make a payment at a Salvation Army thrift store, where does their money go? What programs or what does that typically go toward?
So ideally, and the way it works usually is with the thrift store sales, the money would go into family services, to keeping our food bank operational, to all the programs we use to serve community, our food trucks, our programs like the backpack back to school program or the school lunch programs that we run. So ideally, all of the thrift store sales after overhead would go towards keeping those programs afloat.
Mm-hmm. And now you're saying that without the, I guess, added responsibility of running a retail store, you'll be able to focus, fundraising and donation efforts to those programs now?
Yeah.
Or what's your plan there?
Yeah, we will continue fundraising as we do every Christmas with our Christmas Kettle campaign. Without, you know, the last couple of years, the thrift store has not even broken even. So it hasn't actually contributed to programs. So we'll save some costs there. Mm-hmm. We will have a thrift store in Houston open as well. And so that will help. But yes, we'll be doing some fundraising, and donation towards the food bank has always been pretty consistent year round, which has been really helpful. And we're looking to expand some programming into community. So helping to build capacity with our guests who come in to access services.
Yeah. And what about the staff that you had there at the thrift store? Are they being helped to find work or volunteer placement otherwise within the Salvation Army, or what's happening with them?
So with the staff that currently operate in the thrift store in Smithers, a couple will be working, at least one is going to be working in Houston at the thrift store. And then we've given the option after, it's going to take about a month or so to actually go through and clean up all of the thrift store things. But we've also have been discussing with staff the option of moving over to family services to help with that programming as we increase our programming on the other side of the building.
I was just wondering, because I know that with the Goodwill that their aim is to help people kind of get job skills and things like that. So what's the aim of the Salvation Army then in regards to, you know, the best reason for having a retail environment? Who is that serving? What's the aim of the thrift store?
The goal is to be a transforming influence on our communities. And so, you know, to provide hope and dignity to those who access services. And one of the programs we're looking to expand into, excuse me, I'm losing my voice there. One of the programs we're looking to expand into is called Pathway of Hope, which will help work with community partners and help the people who access services to set their own goals, whether it's a better job, parenting skills, cooking, whatever, and to work with those guests to actually achieve those goals over a 6, 7, 8 month period to build capacity within community. And so the end goal of the Salvation Army is to share the love of Jesus Christ, to meet human needs and help transform communities for the better.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Okay, and I guess my only last question was, so the date of the closure of the thrift store in Smithers on Main Street there, that's July 31st, right?
July 31st is the last day, yes.
So are you having, is it like a blowout sale right now where like everything's a buck, or what are you planning to do with the
everything's
stock that's there?
Everything's 50% off right now. By the time this airs, everything will be 58% off in the store.
Yep.
And then whatever's left, we'll still be keeping a community closet. So for low-income individuals who could not necessarily buy clothes at a regular store, we'll have a bit of a community closet in the back where we can help with those who still need clothing who can't afford that.
Oh.
So there'll still be some, yeah, still be some things left behind. We'll have boxes with marked sizes and things so that, the guests who can't afford it can still find something they can use. And then some of the merchandise will go towards the Houston thrift store.
Right.
In that operation.
For that community closet, which I think is just a really great idea, will the Salvation Army still be accepting donated clothing or whatever for that closet?
We won't for that. We'll just transfer clothing that gets donated to Houston. Some of the clothes that go there, the excess clothing, will pull things as needed for the community closet.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, Rick, was there anything else that I didn't ask that you think is important for our listeners to know?
Just that they'll still see the Salvation Army present in community. As the thrift store closes, we will eventually be expanding to that side with our family services. So we're excited by the opportunity to actually impact community and even in new and different ways.
Lieutenant Rick Apperson, thank you so much for speaking with me today. And so for anyone who is listening, you can go to 1065 Main Street. That is right near the library in Smithers. The last day will be July 31st when the thrift store will be closing. So make sure that you go there and make your dollar holler down at the thrift store. Thanks for listening.